This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Just hours from now, Taiwan is expected to top the agenda when U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping meet virtually late this evening in Washington to discuss how both countries can responsibly manage their ongoing competition. White House officials announced the meeting on Friday following a surprise agreement on climate change made between China and the U.S. on the sidelines of the U.N. summit on climate change, known as COP26 in Glasgow, Scotland. After finding much common ground at COP26, the president's call is expected to touch on some sensitive subjects, such as China's nuclear buildup, human rights, and a potential trade agreement that could end a long-standing dispute that began under former U.S. President Donald Trump. After 176 days in a Myanmar prison, American journalist Danny Fenster is finally on his way home. The 37-year-old Fenster was freed on Monday after a Yangon court sentenced him to 11 years in prison on charges filed by the junta. After widespread reports of a possible release, Myanmar military spokesman Brigadier General Zaw Min Tun confirmed to VOA Burmese that Fenster was allowed to go home. The release comes after negotiations between the Myanmar military government and top U.S. officials, including former congressman and ambassador to the United Nations, Bill Richardson. A South African climate change activist on Monday said more should be done by the world's emitters in order to meet the goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Ulrich Steenkamp said even more funding should be invested in developing countries to help them transition to cleaner energy productions. Climate talks in Glasgow concluded on Saturday. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign ministry said Monday that billions of dollars of Iranian funds frozen by foreign countries have been released in recent months. Ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh did not identify the countries involved. Official news agency out of Iran reported on Friday that more than 3.5 billion U.S. dollars of Iran's funds have been released and were being brought into the country. Khatibzadeh added that Rafael Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, had been invited to travel to Iran to continue talks over Iran's nuclear program. The International Atomic Energy Agency has been unable to access surveillance material of Iranian nuclear sites since February. Western nations fear Iran could be developing the skills and know-how to build an atomic bomb. Steve Bannon, the former advisor and longtime ally of former U.S. President Donald Trump, has surrendered to federal authorities earlier today in Washington after being indicted on two counts of criminal contempt of Congress. In the news video taken as he was arriving at FBI headquarters, Bannon spoke into cameras as he walked into the building. Reuters News Service reported that he live-streamed his surrender. CNN reported that Bannon defiantly told reporters, "We are taking down the Biden regime," just before entering the building. U.S. and Japanese officials agreed Monday to launch talks aimed at settling a dispute over American tariffs on imports of Japanese steel and aluminum. The agreement came in a meeting between visiting U.S. Commerce Secretary Gino Raimondo and Japan's industry spokesman Koichi Hagiuda, according to the Japanese officials. Come Thanksgiving Day, Sesame Street will be rolling out a new character. Now, this is a program first. She will be an Asian, and her name is Ji Young.
Number one favoriteest thing to do is play the electric guitar, because I love rock music. And I just started skateboarding. I'm not that good at it yet, but I'm working on it. And then I really love cooking with my hymeny. That's my grandma.
And I think it was...
Ji Young will formally be introduced in See Us Coming Together, a Sesame Street special, which will drop on Thanksgiving Day. Beto O'Rourke, the former U.S. congressman from Texas, whose surprisingly close 2018 loss to Senator Ted Cruz made him a Democratic star, said on Monday he will challenge Republican Greg Abbott in next year's race for governor of the state.
The voters and the votes are there. We've just got to make sure that we're reaching out and listening to and connecting with those who can decide the outcome of this election.
Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.